I'm Diane Watson from 396 East High Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. I'll dispense with the formalities in order to get to the content. I want the study to explore a weather phenomenon that exists in Columbia, New Hampshire, around the Gray Road area known as the Bungie Bowl. This is sustained winds with increasing gusts that shake your house off its foundations. Seems to. I want the study to observe and quantify the velocities and directional patterns of these winds and stress test them on the proposed structures and lines. I want the study to quantify the decibel levels of the noise pollution that will be caused by these high winds rushing through the structures and lines proposed. Using the precautionary principle, the study needs to quantify the adverse health effects, such as electromagnetic and static electric fields, among other harmful effects, on humans, livestock, and wildlife at incremental distances from the lines and structures. These distances should expand to include all dwellings along the line. This study needs to factor in the length of time of exposure as well. I want you to perform a rigorous and independent economic impact study, taking into account the net gains when given depreciation of property values and abatements that will be caused. Please don't use Northern Pass's glossy figures. They themselves admit they're not offset. I want the approach of this study to be comprehensive and longitudinal so that it will capture the true reality of the ecosystems this project will disturb. For instance, a one-day sample does not give the entire picture of a soil's content, water content. A single snapshot of a deer yard population does not provide the total picture of the herd's habitat and habits. This study should observe through seasons, through time. This is, after all, how the residents of these areas live. I want a detailed environmental justice analysis on the disproportionate impact upon residents on the North Country. Coos and Grafton counties are the two poorest counties of our state. This proposed project will make millions for its investors, billions, excuse me, for its investors, but will devastate the citizens' lives. I also want the study to examine the unjust methods, in my opinion, and the inherent lack of adequate and timely notification of citizens impacted by the project so that they know to become involved and vocal in this project, from the size of the towers to whether the rights of way will be expanded into their yards. I know that neighborhoods in this area don't know because I've canvassed them, knocked on doors, and people with the power lines right behind them didn't even know it would affect them. I myself was not notified that Northern Pass was coming across my property until January 5th, when the deadline to become a presidential intervener was December 18th. I would like the study to examine their practices against a fair and democratic standard so that we are not constantly, as citizens, behind the curve. And finally, I would like to say that this project rests on the need for eminent domain for its success, and yet Amendment 12A of the Constitution of the New Hampshire State says that this project cannot use eminent domain because it is not a public project. Please, folks, watch your politicians. Who are protecting our rights as citizens and who are not, and make sure they pay the price at the polls.